Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom. Klal Amad Aleph, Simon Gimel. We're talking about the halachas of standing or sitting during Kriyas HaTorah. The Chayodom also mentioned the issue of standing or sitting when the Sefer Torah is in motion and not in its place. And he mentioned that a person has a chiyuv to stand even if he does not see the Sefer Torah. So there, this din that he's referring to needs clarification. Is he talking about a case where he's in the same room as the Sefer Torah, but because of his height or something blocking, he's not able to see the Sefer Torah? And he's saying that since he's in the same room as the Sefer Torah is not in its place. That's mechayev everybody in the room to stand, even though this person individually is not able to see the Sefer Torah. That is true. Or is he saying even beyond that, a situation where the Sefer Torah is in motion but in a different rishus, that he has a chiyuv to stand? So the eker assumption in halacha is if the Sefer Torah is in motion in a different rishus, a person does not have a chiyuv to stand. What raises the question is the language of a Ramah in Yerodeo, Simon Reish Pei Beis, where he says that if a person hears the Sefer Torah, he has a chiyuv to stand. So what is that scenario referring to? The source of that Ramah is Rabbeinu Manoach. And the Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the wrote a sefer on the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Manoach extrapolates from a Gemara in Kedushin to Hilchos Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Kedushin says that Rav Yosef, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother, would stand up. He says, "I'm standing up in honor of the Shekhinah." So his relation, the way that he related to his mother's presence was similar to that of the Shekhinah. Therefore, when he heard his mother coming, he would stand up. Is this referring to a situation where she was outside before she entered the room, or she was inside? Now, Rabbi Yosef was a saginor, a person who was blind, and possibly he was just saying that was his way of knowing that she was there. Rav Falk in a tshuva brings many makaris to say that the situation was talking about a situation where she was actually outside, he was standing up because of her, she was on her way to come in. So the Rabbeinu Manoach extrapolates from this Gemara to the din of a Sefer Torah. So specifically he'd be talking about a situation where the Sefer Torah was coming towards the room and I would hear the sound of the Sefer Torah, and therefore I would stand up even before the Sefer Torah enters in honor of the Sefer Torah, which is coming, similar to the idea that he stood up before the mother entered the room because he's aware of the mother coming in. The Gaon Rasha, which is Shlomo Eger, Kveger's son, and in Yerodeo, Simon Reish Mem Aleph, Simon Reish Mem, actually, Hillel's of Kibbutz Avraham, quotes this Ramah that quotes the Rabbeinu Manoach, and he says if that's true in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Kal Vachomer, it should be true in Hilchos Kibbutz Avraham, which is the source of this halacha. But the Shach, however, says in Hilchos Sefer Torah that the minhag is not like this Ramah, and we're not makbid to stand up before the Sefer Torah enters the room. We just hear the sound of the Sefer Torah. And then we can make an argument that once that's true, that we're not saying there's a chiyuv beforehand, so then it would be inappropriate to actually stand up beforehand, because the mitzvah is to rise up in honor of the Sefer Torah. And if I rise up before the Sefer Torah comes, I've lost the opportunity of doing the mitzvah of rising for the Sefer Torah at the moment that I'm chayuv. So if a person would hear the tinkling of the bells, which are on the keser of the Sefer Torah, within the same room, one must stand up, even though he does not see the Sefer, because he knows the Sefer is moving and he's in the same room. But if he would hear it being brought in from another room, his chiyuv to stand only starts once the Sefer has actually entered into the room where he is. Have a good day.